listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Hell yeah. We're getting...
We forgot to look up what number.
We did forget. Let that intro go a little bit. Yo, hell yeah.
How would you like to suck my balls, Mr. Garcia?
It's one of those kind of days.
Hell yeah.
All that detox. What up?
What's going on?
Are you in detox?
WWDC talk.
Dude, that
was a segue.
We should send these to freaking ladies in the industry for their podcasts. The detox, you know, details or something.
What ladies in the industry?
Yeah, do you know any?
I do not, but I'm sure our, you know, our old timer, the GOM, knows at least a handful.
He's been there, done that. Oh, wait, no, that's
never
not how
done
it works.
That. No,
I want to know. Oh yeah, here. There it is.
Well, welcome to another episode of the NBD Show.
What episode are we on?
Podcast number 98.
Oh my lord, we're almost at 100. What are we gonna do for 100?
Because we're gonna keep it 100.
100. There it is. I don't know. We gotta get like party poppers or something. I don't know, but
party poppers.
Jalapeno,
you know what
poppers.
I think this is what I think needs to happen right now. If you go to the website, there's a contact page.
Yes,
the first fan to email us gets an NBD package.
Oh, not Bear the Tears package. Yeah.
No, not mine. No name.
Just a picture of a package.
The Bear the Tears.
Hey, speaking of packages, I swear someone at work today was taking a D pic.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like,
in the bathroom?
No.
In the cubicle.
Whoa. The cubicles. And I was like, whoa.
Who was that?
I can't give names.
Wait, if you're in the cubicle, there's only one other person.
In our room or outside of our room?
There's only one other person that, you know, might be newly single.
I'll leave it at that for now.
Oh, my God.
I even flat out was like, whoa.
Did you hear a zip?
He said like a zip? He did say next time he'd send me one, too.
Brush it off like nothing ever happened. So he got caught.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, I've never heard a camera, like a shutter ever in the office. And then I heard,
oh my gosh.
You know what it is normally I'm not at work that late. I was, you know, about 25 minutes at work later than normal.
Is this actually in our room? You can say yes or no.
One of our listeners might be listening in right now.
Oh my
gosh. I was just busting his chops, but I never heard the shutter. It was,
that's, oh man, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, man.
Good for them. Guy or girl, who cares?
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Whip it out and shoot it.
It's sort of by definition of it being a D-pick, it had to have been a guy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If you would have said junk pick, that could have gone either way.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I guess we should introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the NBD Show.
Oh, our fans know who we are.
No Name Kane.
Bear the Terror.
Wireless Freak.
Hell yeah.
All right.
That was a hell of an intro. You know,
we just bounced like three topics.
Boom, I just completely forgot about that. I can't believe didn't say that earlier. You know, when we're doing like our pre-show notes.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Zero notes are taken. Zero notes.
Yep.
Dude, but you know, this weather, it's getting a little warm out there.
Fuck, that's an understatement.
It's not bad. I like it.
Dude, I can't take anything over 90.
It was a solid 93 when I was driving here. It's 92 right now.
You guys have had a solid. It hasn't been hot yet.
That's true.
Tomorrow, normally, 98.
Yeah, 98.
And Wednesday.
Yeah.
Minimum. But then we have a cool big drop.
Big drop.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter because we're going to be in San Diego.
I got to mow my lawn, though, before we go. So I got to, like, plan exactly what day.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't want to be home at 100 degrees and, you know, start mowing at 5 o'clock.
So you're going to take off early and start mowing your lawn or what?
No, I'll probably wait till Thursday. It's supposed to drop to, like, in the lower 80s.
Calculated.
Yeah. But otherwise, I'll go, like, 2.5 weeks without mowing. My lawn's already getting pretty long.
Yeah.
So I need to get it done before I leave.
What's going on here? Let's see what that weather's looking like down in beautiful, sunny.
Hold on. Did you just have that fucking on the quick pick?
What do you mean?
What?
You had San Diego saved.
Of course.
It's a weather spot.
He's always thinking about going to San Diego.
No, I think ahead, you know. If I know people going places, I check in on them, see what the weather's like. You know?
And what are we looking
at? So if he calls us, he's got something to talk to us about.
Yeah.
Oh, how's the D-picks?
Who gives a shit about, you know, that sweet conference or whatever, but how's the weather?
So what's Monday look like? Oh, Saturday, actually.
Dude, beautiful, low to mid-70s all week.
I'll take that in a heartbeat. Yeah. Any
rain? A
little
bit cloudy. No rain.
A little cloudy.
That's good.
No rain.
Actually, Saturday's going to be beautiful. It looks like it says sunny.
70. That's when we fly in, you know.
Flying in. Hell yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that looks good.
I'm ready for that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You ready?
It's born ready.
It's good.
Literally was there last month. I'm ready. That's why I found that awesome tiki bar that we're all going to.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
That's going to be awesome.
Can you have a shout out for that tiki bar?
False Idol. It's hidden inside another bar.
False Idol.
No signage.
That's badass.
You got to know where it's at.
Yep.
Any other spots? You know, maybe might a wrestling might be the theme. Anything along those lines?
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Lucha Libre tacos.
Schwartz is thinking a little body oil wrestling or something.
No. We found this place the last two times ago when we were down there, but we didn't have time. But Wireless Freak got to go and said it was good.
It was pretty good.
I'm ready.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I'm not going to fucking Phil's Barbecue again, so.
Fudge, no. That was a long wait.
Don't go. Anybody fucking Phil's Barbecue, don't fucking go if you're in San Diego. It's terrible.
Unless, Phil, you want to become a sponsor, then please send us free stuff. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I'll wait an hour and a half for a free sponsor.
Ribs and underwear.
Yeah, not good. We also got Red Roof Pizza.
Oh.
That's good. Gluten-free pizza. You had it?
Yeah. Last time we were down there. Phenomenal pizza and in-house sodies.
Oh, yeah, they make their own soda.
Yeah, cane sugar.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Real good. I like them.
You gotta sit in the alleyway because you get your own TV. They even give you the DirecTV remote. You just watch whatever sports you want. Eat good pizza.
That's exactly what happened actually last time we were down there.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, can we change the channel? They're like, here's the remote. Do whatever you guys want. We're in the alleyway.
Yeah.
That's not the only place we've eaten in an alley down in L.A. Or Southern California.
Where else did we eat in an alley?
The 9-pound burrito at the place in East Los Angeles.
What's the name of that place?
El Tepeyac.
Oh, El Tepeyac. Oh, real good, but in the ghetto.
That's all right.
That Verde burrito is probably the best burrito I've ever had.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And make sure to bring cash because their ATM can go down.
that's what happens. Make sure
to have cash on you.
And you think a 9-pound burrito isn't going to be good? It was bomb.
I mean, imagine when a 9-pound baby comes out of a JJ. It's fucking massive.
That's a big baby, actually.
That actually just crossed my mind.
Yeah, and then I got extra cheese, and they probably threw at least a pound of cheese. Do you remember that?
I
asked for cheese, and he's like, you can ask for that? And it was a mound.
Yeah, because I saw... Oh. What's going on here?
Wait, you got a 9-pound burrito and asked for extra cheese?
Well, because it doesn't come with cheese.
Okay, I think we're exaggerating on the 9-pound. I think you guys got the 9-pound burrito. We got the personal one, but it probably weighed close to five.
We didn't get the one from... Triple D.
So, or Man versus Food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
So, we got the 9-pounder and we shared it between like four of us.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do that.
And didn't finish it.
No, we got like
personal.
A personal plate, but
probably 2 pounds.
Oh, I'm saying north of probably maybe 3.
Then you couldn't finish it.
No.
No one finished it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to, I just was like, can I get a burrito? Burrito plate, right? I didn't think it was going to be anything.
$7?
No.
12?
It's 15, like closer to 15.
Okay.
But, it had the rice, beans, the chili verde on top.
Oh, the whole thing?
We might have also got horchatas.
Oh, yeah. The horchata.
When you go to a good Mexican place, you always got to get horchata. Or Jamaica. Either one of those, real good.
Just swap it out.
No, it's good.
I mean, sometimes you get a dirty spot. Hole, dude. You get the, HIV, Hep C.
I think Matt actually used that hole last. So.
Oh, you're going to get sick through your ears.
Yeah, because that's why it's a 3-man cast today, boys. Matty is out sick.
Yeah.
I think he's got the HIV again.
Other people are just fucking parents. That sucks.
Yeah. Responsibility is for lame-os.
Yeah. Child cougar bait. Shout out.
Yeah. It's not that high. You could have just cracked the windows and left them in the car. Just saying.
Yeah. Not going to get a suntan.
Hell yeah. So, you guys looking forward to your trip? Anything want to be discussed? Or
no, I mean, those are all our plans. We also have a rooftop bar situation that's a talk.
Fuck yeah. I like rooftop bars. They're cool. Especially in like.
He's going to see some shit band.
Okay. Wow.
Music. Petco Park is going to be rented out.
Probably one of the biggest biggest bands of our generation.
Biggest rock band of our generation.
Who says this?
I'm going to go and say I say this. They're huge.
I would agree. Biggest rock band of our generation. If you're under 30.
Okay.
And I mean, it's quasi.
Oh, yes.
What quasi?
We need a quasi counter.
How about a drinking game. Every time you hear quasi, drink.
How about one of the biggest bands of your generation?
What's that?
Weezer was pretty fucking big.
Oh, please. No, I can't. I wouldn't pay to see Weezer.
Me either, actually, because they're going to play nothing but fucking Africa. Hey, Weezer, if you fucking listening, don't play fucking Africa. Because it's terrible.
Weezer, if you're listening, play it on a loop.
No, it's terrible.
Africa's the best song Weezer's done.
Oh, wow.
God, no, dude, it's terrible. And they play it all the fucking time on the radio.
That's because it's good.
No,
it's terrible. If it was bad, it would get voted down and not play.
I vote down every time on every single phone I have.
And how's that working out for you?
Well, not great because no one else is fucking listening.
It is pretty fun riding in the car with Bear the Terror, and he, you know, got it on 94.7 and something comes on. Oh, shit. And he busts out the phone texting stop or something on there. Hey,
not to sidetrack this talk, but besides fucking Africa by Weezer, that's terrible, and the original, I don't know why they fucking play Bohemian Rhapsody on 94.7. It's supposed to be Alt Nation Radio. Like, why the fuck are they playing Bohemian Rhapsody? That song's trash.
That song was the originator of alternative.
No, dude, it's fucking terrible. Like, at least they play Police Roxanne, which at least levies it out. But fucking Bohemian Rhapsody on 94.7, terrible.
Dude, it is a pop phenomenon song.
It's not alt.
It's pretty alt. The dude was as alt as it got.
One of the songs with the most influential songs. Of all time.
One of the most influential shit songs.
Okay. Wow.
It's terrible.
Okay.
But anyways.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. But
yeah, I guess. But, so we got Rooftop Bar.
Okay.
Morton's.
Well, you know, I don't know. Is on the plan? The whole list here.
I don't know. I forgot to sign up for that.
Oh. That's okay. We'll just show up. Well, we might not even show up. We just fucking do whatever we want.
You fucking kick down those doors and you say, the party's here.
If they don't see why this freak, they got a problem.
That's true. Yeah. Fact. Yeah.
Everyone's going to be fucking wanting to hang out in fucking our hotel.
They're going to be, oh, wireless freak, fuck, man. Oh,
yeah.
You know, under the table, Schwartz, you're going to be hearing, you know, a couple knocks under there.
You'd be like, fuck, meet us at Red Roof.
I got a Marina View bar in my room.
Boom. Hell yeah.
Actually, we might need to make a Costco trip, pick up a couple liqueurs.
Oh, dude, cases of water. You're going to need water.
Oh, that's true, water too.
You're going to need waters.
Yeah, and distilled water.
And maybe some snacks.
Yeah, the distilled one. That's true.
And maybe some snacks.
Yeah, snacks. Fuck yeah. For sure, we're gonna be rolling in deep with a premium fucking SUV. I got the largest, nicest SUV we can get. Maybe the Ford Sport.
It's going to be a RAV fucking 4.
No, it's full size. We maybe get that Sport.
You're getting the Tahoe.
It's probably a Tahoe. What if we get a Denali?
Dude, you have to drive every time because you're getting it, right?
No, yeah, but anyone can drive it. It's fine.
Dude, maybe you hit Costco. Load up on the celery shortage. Bring that back.
Hey,
since apparently we're in a celery shortage.
Yeah, so just for those out there, I'm not sure if this works or not, but the wife's trying something where you take, like, you're supposed to start at 12 ounces of celery juice for psoriasis to help, I don't know, whatever, clear up your skin.
Do you drink it or use it as an edema?
Oh!
You drink it.
Okay, it's good. It's a legit question.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing is, like,
people always put medicine in their bum.
That's true. So the wife...
For it to work,
And it tastes like salt water, so that would make sense.
Perfect.
But anyway, so...
That's a proven fact.
Yeah, we go to Costco, and that's the one thing the wife can't find. She's not upset, but she's like, I was hoping to buy, like, fucking pounds, bunches of celery.
Oh, I started off early. I mean, slow because...
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So she was like, she thought it was 12 ounces forever. That's where you're supposed to start at. They say within 3 months, you're supposed to go to like 24 ounces a day.
Oh, my Lord.
That's fucking celery. Yeah. I'm like, this tastes like fucking shit.
How much does one celery stick get you?
Probably a lot. They're pretty liquidy.
Yeah. Yeah, they are pretty liquid. I don't know. She bought two bunches, I think, at Rayleigh's because Costco didn't have them for whatever reason.
They had them.
No, dude, she fucking looked. I'm telling you, three times around, the fucking fresh produce, couldn't find it.
Okay. It's the part where it's cold, right?
Yeah, fresh produce.
Dude, and it's immediately to your right in Sunrise.
No, that was... Oh, we didn't go... Oh, yeah, we went to Sunrise.
We got him.
Wow. No. We did go to Sunrise, but that was the Asian salad with the little cranberries and stuff in it. That was the first thing to the right.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
Moving shit around.
No,
they always move stuff around.
That's actually... I watched this...
Holy crap.
This thing on Costco, and that's what they
do. Was it called... Employee of the Month?
I love that movie.
That is a great movie.
Dane Cook.
Totally underrated.
Dane Cook. We miss you. Not really.
Did he die?
No.
No, he's just shit. Like
his career did. I don't know where he's been.
I will say, besides his career being shit and him being funny in some of his movies, he's got one of the sweetest symbols.
Oh,
what's
the
symbol?
Shocker?
The shocker.
Oh, that's him?
No, it's not even the shocker,
no,
is it?
It's like this.
It's like this. Oh, it is that, huh?
That is the shocker.
No,
he doesn't.
He doesn't shocker, I guess. Yeah,
he does it reverse. So you lower your index and your pinky, and you have your thumb out, and then your two middle fingers.
I can't do it either. Fuck. Oh, there it is.
Symbol.
Dan Cook's better than I am.
But not great.
The funniest part in that movie is when they go to the birthday party.
That's a good part.
And the dude that with the thick glasses,
Andy Dick.
Yes, they shoot that popper off behind his head, and he goes, "What the fuck?" I can watch that on a loop and just crack up constantly.
God damn it!
That's Andy good Dick. Acting.
Have you ever watched this movie?
Yeah. Have you?
Of course. Come on now.
It's got Jessica Simpson.
It's always the beach scenes with Dane Cook too. He's always walking down a beach.
There's no beach in this movie.
Yeah, but most of his movies is just walking down a beach.
What is it? What is that? Shop Smart or something or whatever.
Superstore.
Superstore. Is that called
Superstore? That's pretty
funny. Yeah. Dude,
that's a 1980.
It's a 1980 Civic. How dare you, or something like that.
How dare you?
I don't watch that.
That guy is funny, and Pedro's in it.
What? We're still talking about
Superstore.
Superstore.
Our employee of the month.
Yeah. I don't watch Superstore.
Superstore is good.
Pedro's in it.
It's so Office, dude.
I thought you were talking about Superstore.
No.
We can talk about Superstore right now.
I've
never watched it.
Yeah.
It's like just like Office, dude. It's so good.
Hey, speaking fun fact about The Office, I was reading a couple things.
Okay.
Michael Scott was supposed to be played by the guy that plays Better Call Saul.
Would have been horrible.
I saw that on like a video with all the auditions.
Yeah.
Would have been horrible.
They pretty much, it was canceled after season one. It was so bad. The only thing that saved The Office was 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh,
Steve Carell, they thought they made the biggest mistake by picking him. The only thing that saved the show was 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Dude.
Season one
was like a word for word reshoot of the British one.
Oh, and that was funny too. I didn't realize like some of the directors or the writers had never watched an episode of The Office, the British, because they didn't want to blend the two.
I couldn't get into the English version though.
I've watched it, but yeah, I mean English humor is just different.
Yeah.
Are you a Monty Python fan?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I like
Ricky Gervais is pretty funny though.
Ricky Gervais is hilarious. Idiot Abroad is one of the best shows. I can watch that thing on a loop.
Is that on HBO?
No.
It's not on anymore.
You can't get it on any Netflix or anything anymore.
It was like a 4-season show?
3.
Yeah, 3.
God damn it.
It's hilarious. Hilarious.
If you connect up to the network, you'll see it.
the dark net.
Not happening. Fuck. Sweet. So she's staying cool with that celery juice?
Well, we just started it. Like I said, I tasted it. It tastes like salt water to me. She says it doesn't, but it doesn't taste like water, but it's really salty and liquidy. So that's why I say salt water.
So you know how he would drink celery juice? Mix it with peanut butter and raisins.
It's a celery shake. It's delicious, boys.
Hey, sometimes just for a snack, I just get a spoon of peanut butter and just peanut butter. Yeah, it's a good snack. Sometimes I get a sweet craving, dude. I like sweets.
Peanut butter isn't. I guess it is.
Because it like kind of craves, right? Like I'll have dinner. Like let's say we just had tacos or something. Yeah. Then at like 7
delicious
o'clock.
Delicious tacos, by the way. Thank you, Wireless Freak.
Tacos.
At like 7 o'clock, I'll just get
Thank
like a
you.
Little.
This is Wireless Freak.
Yeah, I'll just get a spoon of peanut butter. And
crave. Are you a smooth or chunky?
Well, depends where he puts it.
Yeah. Oh. It depends on the application. But mostly smooth because I eat this. The only time I use crunchy peanut butter is really with peanut butter cookies.
Yeah, so peanut butter cookies are the bomb.
I eat more things with smooth, right? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay,
you double down on the peanut butter.
Peanut butter cookies with Reese's peanut butter chips.
What?
That
do it.
That sounds
phenomenal.
It's really good.
Jesus.
I need to try that.
Boom.
I love cookies. I'm a cookie conquistador.
Dude, that should be your name. That should be your handle.
At cookie conquistador?
At cookie conquistador.
I might change it. That's not bad, actually.
Kinky cookies.
CookieConquistador.com.
No, are conquerors.
Is that available? You just review every cookie ever made. Cookie
oh, my God. That would be awesome.
Some people might think it's a porn website,
A CNC emblem.
Yes.
Yes.
It looked like a... what's the...
Like CNH sugar, but CNC.
CNC. Yeah. Cookie Conquistador. I like that.
Hey, patent pending.
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
Dude.
Isn't there a high-end brand that's CC? Like a fancy brand?
Yeah, there is.
CC Myers.
Chanel.
Oh, yeah. Coco Chanel.
Yeah.
I think it's CC Myers.
That's a construction company.
Yeah, I know, but CC.
It's high
brand. I said high-end fashion.
Oh, it's high-end construction. Out of business.
Fancy.
Fuck. Dude.
But, yeah, so we'll see how it goes. All I hear, though, is on Sunday or Saturday when everyone's chopping.
What's going on
That's
over
a juicer.
There? Okay. I thought you short-circuited.
Or you're in the middle of a Fast and Furious shoot.
Oh.
Actually, that brings me to my next topic, I guess.
Oh, topic two.
What about you?
Little John Wick. That's what it sounded like to me.
John Wick.
Oh, come on.
This pew, is little... pew, pew.
No.
That was John Wick 3, I think. Not you, Fast and the Furious.
Oh, are you fucking serious?
Dude.
He's serious.
I'm serious that it was the worst out of the three.
Oh. No, better than two.
Bang.
Two's really fucking good. Two and three might actually be evil.
See, even now that it's crossing your mind, you're even questioning the third one.
No. Because the third one definitely opens up the world.
If I wasn't with my boys, I seriously might have gone, hopped the movies, and went and saw, like,
Aladdin. Little
Bridges Mermaid. Over Madison or something.
Oh, come on, dude. It was phenomenal. So many innuendos.
Did you rather watch The Notebook?
The Doctor was the original keymaker from The Matrix.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
I didn't know that, but now that you mentioned it, yeah.
Do you see?
I do
he
see
He was
that.
The keymaker from number two.
Okay. You sold me. It's the best movie ever made.
Okay. How about the hint to The Good and the Bad and the Ugly, Eli Wallach?
Okay. I know for a fact there's no way that you got this all just by watching the movie.
Oh, 100%. I knew exactly when he was making the gun because it's
no, but
shot
you didn't,
for shot.
You did not know that that was the keymaker for
no,
the
No, I didn't know that part.
So how much diving okay. in did you go in on this movie?
Nothing. These are the two.
Oh,
okay,
your balls deep in the wick.
Sorry, I did dive in deep, but these are the two things I knew without research just from watching the movie. Eli Wallach scene, Good and the Bad and the Ugly, and Enter the Dragon. Those are the two things without any research.
He did say that, but
anyone
it was
should
the
know.
Second time you'd seen the movie when we went.
Yeah, that's true. But I knew straight from the first time. Those are the two things I picked up immediately. And, well, this isn't really an inside thing, but I also told you, I don't know if it counts as research for the third movie, that the director was Keanu Reeves' stunt double for The Matrix.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
I mean, there's other things. What about the exact line? I didn't have to research that. The guns from The Matrix?
What gun from The Matrix?
Guns. We need more guns.
When
that's 100%
they're
going to
go rescue Morpheus.
Yeah. Also, the scene when they turn the lights off on the Continental and do that fight scene is almost exactly the lighting for when the big fight out happens in the lobby of the.
And he's like stuck behind the the cylinders.
Okay. Yeah.
Why did he have to fall through the glass 500 fucking times back to back?
That's pretty much Enter the Dragon. What happens, right? Him falling down the tower. And coming
but
back
dude,
up.
It was like, okay, it was a cool effect the first time. Second time was pretty cool. Third time was all right.
Overkill.
Fourth time was overkill. Five times was ridiculous. Six times I was like, I'm ready to be over.
It was sort of.
Seven times. I mean, it was how many times you had to fall through the glass?
Okay, I'll give you that. But it was like its feel from number two when they have that whole fight scene in the Museum of Mirrors.
Just make an original movie.
Spoiler alert for our listeners out there. If you haven't seen the movie, I'm going to ruin some things right
30
now.
30 seconds, 30 seconds. Okay, it's over.
What I didn't like is when the two little like Mongolian dudes are whipping his ass and they give up and like they feel bad because they're going to kill him and like they stop and then he gets up and fights them and then he kills them.
It's like a respect thing. I'm telling you, that's straight from the End of the Dragon. And those actors, I had to research this, are very big international martial art actors. They're like in tons of fucking movies, I guess. Like
they're really little.
Yeah, not very big, but you know.
Not in stature. It's like fucking Kareem. How about Iron Chef?
And my father. He also gave up.
Wait, who's the Iron Chef?
Bald dude.
He was the main leader of the Japanese crew.
Oh,
the
yeah.
very bad actor.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What does he say? Can you translate this for us? From Iron Chef?
Skusan.
No, he says like, in the words of my father.
Oh, I don't even know what the hell he's saying.
On the show or on the movie?
No, on the show. He says it before every battle.
If it is an OG Iron Chef, where they have the subtitles and they're actually the Japanese actors and actresses.
Oh, who's the fish Chinese guy? Morimoto. Yeah, man. Morimoto.
OG. Yeah.
But
arigato, Morimoto.
To be fair,
son,
Bobby Flay has like the best winning percentage. The dude's fucking real good.
Bobby Flay was not in John Wick.
No, he was in.
He will be in John Wick 4, though.
Yeah.
Oh, he might.
He's going to be filleting a fish.
John Wick's going to have to beat Bobby Flay.
Oh.
Oh, he would lose.
Knife
beat
fight.
Bobby Flay.
Knife fight.
Keanu style.
I didn't mind. How about Morpheus? Of course, he's in it again. But what about the fucking Ralphie? Or whatever.
Didn't play that big of a part in it.
He's going to play
Ralphie.
Ralphie's the garbage guy from the league.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, he's going to have a huge role in number four.
Okay. If he plays the guy from the league, I'll watch it.
They said that they just...
He pulled out a pocket dog, didn't he?
Pretty much, he's like, tick-tock, Mr. Wick, tick-tock. And he was rolling like that fucking Rolex gold.
Worst cameo in John Wick 4 besides Keanu Reeves.
He's not a cameo.
He only spoke four words, but...
Yeah, but he did a lot. He did speaking with his hands.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how he does it.
Okay. Was the dude from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't need to be there.
Bronn?
His accent was horrible.
Don't even know what
it was. I couldn't even tell what that was.
Yeah.
And he got taken out by a dog biting his D.
Well, they didn't kill him.
He lived.
I know, but...
But would you rather die, I mean, if you were that mangled down there?
Wait, hold on. Bear, can you give us your Russian accent? Because that's pretty spot on how his accent
I don't have a Russian accent.
Well, just speak normally then.
Oh! Fucking assholes. Da. I don't
know. Dude, yeah, it was an okay movie. Oh, there it is.
Pretty much. Let's hear your Russian accent, because you're on point.
No. I'm giving that movie, out of 10...
7.5?
No.
8.
You're going the wrong way. A solid 5.5.
Really? You went that high?
I'd give it a 5.5.
I'm doing a 3.
It was enjoyable.
A 3.
I would not watch it again.
I went twice.
I know. But we're saying, I would have walked out.
Okay, number 4.
I saw Aladdin the weekend before, and Aladdin was far phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't walk out just because I'm cheap, and I wouldn't waste the money. I would want to see all the way
to the end. Now, how about number 4? Is the 429 Boss Mustang back? Because remember, his little Mexican buddy's fixing it.
When did you see it? It was in this one?
No, it wasn't. That's what I'm saying. Will it be back? Because remember
The guy from Spawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget his name. John Leguizamo or whatever.
Yeah, John Leguizamo or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He's fixing the car up. He said it'd be ready in 20 years.
The hell's his name?
Holy cow. It's a long time to wait.
Yeah. It was more. Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the Wick. I thought one was better.
Out of 10, what are you giving it?
He said 3.
Okay. You?
What about 2?
I don't remember it.
2, I'm giving a solid probably 6.5.
1, I would give like a 5.
Oh, wow. And they just go down from there.
1's real good. I like the part
where that's why I give it a 5.
I like the number 1 where he's talking to him, and he's like, every price or every bitch has a price.
Oh, with
and
the
he
dogs.
He responds, and he goes, not this bitch.
He shot the dog.
He does he does more lines not in English.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
John Donovich.
John Donovich.
Yeah, John Donovich.
Suka.
Bogdanovich. What an opening scene.
Oh, fuck. How did we forget about Bogdanovich?
7'3", big bastard. Got him.
He's like, no one would know. See, I can do Serbian.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
People are going to think they're listening to a dash cam video.
Oh. Yeah. I kill you now, Mr. Wick. No one know.
Anybody want a peanut?
Damn, that's really
that's
good.
Pretty close, actually. I thought it was good.
It was all right. But moving on to the next thing.
Wait, yeah, what's going on?
How are we doing over there? I mean, are we having any kind of outages or anything? I mean, are we rock?
We're fine.
Are you good over there?
We're cutting in and out. We're having an outage.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was? Holy cannoli.
Well, on the big stage, you know, did have some outages going on.
Google.
Oh, what?
Big G-Dogs.
What services went down for Google? All services?
Yes.
Gmail.
But it was mainly East Coast.
I think it was G Suite and YouTube. Something else I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. YouTube. We can't live without more YouTube videos.
Dude, really? I'm
pretty sure. Click below, subscribe, and like.
Yeah. I mean, Google Cloud probably was down for all we know.
Probably.
It's not good. Twitter sphere was just fucking lighting them up.
As they should.
Yeah.
5 hours.
That's a long time for...
They're saying it's probably an ACL.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
Just, you know, just should have got that network Mucinex. A little congestion going on their network, I guess.
They need a chaos monkey.
Yeah. Someone's fucked up. I don't know what. Will they ever announce it? Did they announce it?
Hell no. I told you they blamed on network congestion. That was all that I saw.
Network congestion. Come on.
I swear that's what they said.
Did they say the source of the network's traffic?
No, I don't think they're going to give any big details like that.
Oh yeah, I forgot Nest was out too. Nest was 100% down.
Nest is owned by Google.
Yeah, that yeah. during the outage, Nest was affected.
So people couldn't, you know, like,
they couldn't unlock their doors or use their AC during the outage.
They had to get off their asses to change temperature. Oh my God, it's the end of the world.
Oh, also Google Fi was down, so you couldn't make or receive calls.
Jeez, that's a lot of outage. Actually,
I'm trying to see if I can find something real quick.
But you know what's huge. Funny about Google is it's like everything Google is best effort. When they're down, people are like, eh, "It's Google," because all their products still say beta.
Jesus,
like I don't know. Gmail might not say
it
beta
doesn't say
anymore,
it finally,
but it said beta for like a decade.
Yeah, I was gonna say 15 years. So nothing changed from when they went invited only. Group to open it to everyone still said beta.
Oh, so yeah, it's a beta forever. I still think if you look at the phone one, it still says beta on it, I think.
Really?
G Suite, they finally can't say beta because they actually charge for it. But think about how many services do you pay for with Google?
None.
So can you really complain?
No.
Oh, Snapchat was down too.
There's no SLA if you don't pay for it.
Discord and Vimeo was also down. Even Shopify.
Dang.
Damn it. My shopping.
So it says a lot of stores were actually impacted, and they're talking about doing a suit against Google.
Oh, give me a break.
Because all credit card processing was completely down. Don't they know? Just grab that old... Give the pink carbon copy to the user and call it a day.
That was a whip action.
Nobody that knows how to do that.
All you got to do is slide your hand and put the credit card face down.
That is true, though. I mean,
nobody.
When I worked in retail, the store had an outage. And people had to try and do that shit. Our soups were teaching on the fly, the college kids that were trying to learn.
That's how funny. You know what's funny during an outage, outside of the carbon copy thing, is legit this actually happens, is people that don't know how to count change in their head.
Oh, that's true.
And they'll be like...
That's pretty sad, actually.
I mean, I can't say anything. Most of the time, I'll revert to the calculator just quicker and faster. But like, if I really had to, I could whip out fucking change for a $20 bill.
No, but yeah, you could also use a calculator. Most people can't even use it. They rely on the machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
I can't see anything on why they're saying there was that with the outage.
The dude in the cafeteria knows how to count back change. That dude's good.
Well,
because he counts it back correctly.
Might not make it to your hand all the time, but
dude, that guy can see.
I think so too.
There are rumors that he can.
Someone said that they had a ranch thing on their top of their lunch, and was like, "Hey, watch out! Don't let that fall."
Yep, I was standing next to him when that happened.
Tricky.
I'll be walking by him in the hallway, be like, "Hey, what's that?"
So like, what? No name is correct. The official release for the outage is related to "quote unquote high levels of network congestion in the eastern USA."
Yeah, there. Yeah, it was all East Coast. We didn't see any of it, so it was all. It was only
regionally,
like six states in the East Coast, upper East Coast. Yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't blame Amazon. It's our services hosted in AWS.
But just so you know, what's funny about this article is a big dig. Google Plus was not affected.
Google Plus. I thought that they officially can that.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yep. Big outage.
Huge.
Imagine those network guys just getting fucking called. Fucking everyone's all hands on deck.
Yeah, it's not a fun time.
Their team is probably massive.
I don't know. I bet it isn't.
You don't think so?
No. They probably had two guys working the whole outage. It probably grew over time as people started calling other people to look at it, but I bet it initially started with probably like two guys on call.
I don't know, because you got so many DevOps guys. All that's DevOps. So you probably got like a mob full of DevOps guys. Then you got like one crusty router dude that's like, all right, okay, let me log in. Oh, yeah, it looks like you guys fucked up your scripts. Go ahead and rewrite that Ansible script and redeploy it.
It only took 5.5 hours.
Jesus.
That's true.
He's like, you forgot to comment out line 137.
Dude, that's no joke, actually. You got to be a good reader to write scripts. If you miss one little fucking character, the whole thing's fucked.
Well, you got to test them.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the secret. Test them, debug, test them, debug, test them, debug.
Proud.
Script it up, baby.
test them, debug, prod. Fucking A.
So yeah. Deploy and prod test.
What did I say that was pretty funny? I think it must have been last week. No way I'm going to remember. There's something about one of those dumb sayings, you know, Dos Equis. I don't always do something, but when I do it in production.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I kind of don't remember.
It's almost as good as selling like pancakes.
What's that one?
Share the story.
One of our buddies, you know, he was talking about coming up with the idea and sell these things. And I was like, yeah, they'd probably sell really fast. He was like, yeah, they'd sell like pancakes. I was like, I think you mean hotcakes.
I mean, technically, it's the same thing.
That's true, but I don't think the saying goes as pancakes.
That's true. Okay, here's another thing. We also work with a guy that calls fucking things that are fruit roll-ups fruit leather. What the fuck is fruit leather?
Everybody knows what a fruit leather is.
Only the rich people, those fuckers like us on EBT our whole lives, never fucking heard of fruit leather.
Hey, I knew both. I knew fruit by the foot, fruit roll-up, and fruit leather.
Fruit roll-up.
Fruit leather, that was just, you know, in a pinch.
That's what they make edible underwear out of.
Hell yeah. That is probably.
Fruit leather.
Yeah. We need a whip noise.
I can't afford the stuff off of Folsom Street.
Make your own. Just cut the leg holes out.
It's skin tight. I can't get out. You got to eat it out.
It's ripping. It's ripping. Well, I guess it's assless now.
God damn it.
Fruit leather.
You know.
Oh, shout out to Gay Pride Month.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
Folsom Street.
That's actually, guys.
Is it
that's,
Pride Parade this weekend?
I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure.
How does that work? I mean, you only have 30 days in an entire country to do Pride activities. And let's say every city gets a week. That means you can only do 4 cities.
No, what? I think it's all month. They all do it.
They all do it at the same time.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
What if people want to create
it's like that Office episode?
No, I'm just wondering why not.
What does the female vagina look like?
No, think about this though. You could throw like a 30-day rager if you did it every different week in major cities, and people could go to each one of them.
But you only got 4 weeks.
So, but let's say you hit the big cities. So I don't know. I'll just make some up. Let's say you hit like
Florida, South Beach, Miami.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Off the top.
Nice. Texas, Austin.
New York.
I don't think Texas is ever going to have a gay pride.
Atlanta, Georgia.
I don't know.
They have abortion problems. They don't have gay pride.
They're having some big problems right now.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Think of that. 30 days of fucking just a no-stop.
You just rattled off like the reddest states.
That's the only states he knows. Yeah. Those are
Arizona,
the ones that matter to him.
Texas.
I didn't say
Florida.
Arizona. Hey, I'm just saying.
Arkansas. I mean, come on.
Yeah. They down to do some cornhole.
Indiana.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Chicago.
For our listeners out there, that's actually why the Shook Knight is not here. He's celebrating hard, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Oh.
Doom.
I brought candy necklaces for everyone.
Actually, those candy necklaces aren't bad.
They were good. I just watched an episode of Parks and Rec where they were munching on those the other day. I was like, damn, I miss those.
How did you rock them around the neck?
No, I rocked them in my mouth.
No.
They were fun to chew on because the elastic.
I always had them in my hand and I'd swing them and I just eat them, right? Because you'd always
like
get
a terrible
them
towel.
No, yeah, you'd always get them. Like, well, I'd always get them when we do like the school, like this kink skate or cow skate thing, right? Yeah.
I used to tie them to my glow sticks and use them as nunchucks.
That's not bad. Now,
they're like rave nunchucks. You put glow sticks on either side and you're like.
Now, were you one of the like
get away from me,
ADD style kid where you ate like one at a time or you just went in for like a mouthful?
No, you put the whole mob in and chew it like gum.
It was almost.
Sometimes you did that, but you had to get the wrist version. You could not put the necklace one entirely in your mouth at once.
Surprising. I could.
No, I just.
But then the worst part, think.
But then the worst part was you'd pull out the string, right? Like you're flossing, and it was just like.
Oh, yeah. The string was really chewy, though.
Yeah,
like,
it was. It was almost like a hair tie.
But that son of a bitch was pretty durable, but it did lose its elasticity pretty quickly.
I want to see this dude skating around, sweating. That shit's leaking down his body. He comes out one sticky mess from like letting that thing dissolve around his
head. God, you party real hard.
You know, nothing partied like sixth grade Ken back in the day, boys. Yeah.
Suckers.
Nothing but orange juice and glow sticks.
That's what we did.
He was rolling. On roller skates. On roller skates.
Were you a side-by-side? Yeah, no rollerblades, roller skates.
No, I really was shitty at rollerblading, though. You know, like that, like helper? How do you rock that
Wait,
thing?
Did you have rollerblades or roller skates?
I had roller skates and then probably, like, later on, I had like rollerblades.
Not to make fun of. So roller skates, rollerblades. I could do rollerblades, but I couldn't do ice hockey blades at ice skating. I always was figure skate style blade.
So you can't ice skate. but you can rollerblade.
No, so I could ice skate with figure skates, but I could not use hockey blades.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
There was something about the dynamics of it coming down to the small point, but rollerblades, I never had a problem.
You know who's really good at figure skating? Russians. I'm just saying. It's in your blood.
Motherfucker. Shout out to my buddy who was a semi-pro roller skate dancer.
Whoa. What?
That's a thing?
Roller skate dancing. That's awesome.
Yes. His picture's all up over the roller rinks, dude.
Dude, that's impressive. Is he the guy from Starsky and Hutch?
But he did get a full ride hockey scholarship to the East Coast.
That's
ice
badass.
Hockey.
That's badass.
Not roller skate hockey. Real hockey.
What about field hockey?
No.
Is that even a sport?
That's for it's a women's sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sport. But yeah, I don't know what it is. You know, I could rollerblade for the best of them.
You can?
Back in the day.
You think right now, if you had rollerblades, you could fucking rollerblade like you did back in the day?
Oh, 100%. No, I could rollerblade down the...
Yes, he will put on his super short jean cutoff shorts, his half-top mesh shirt.
Yeah, I could make it down the street. Could I pull any tricks? 100% not.
No, nope.
But I could make it down the street.
Could you carve like, whoosh, whoosh, like back in the day?
I think I could.
Yeah,
and I could stop.
Fuck. Any rollerblade sponsors out there that want? What size shoe are you?
14.
14. Send us a size 14 blade over
they
here.
They gotta add an extra wheel for 14.
I always took the two middle out for grinding.
Oh my god, you were hard.
You went
to
going
this.
Up on the rails.
Yeah, you. That was the cheap way to do it. Instead of buying guard blades, you. Took the two middle blades out.
You remember that Seth, what was it? Seth
and
Green.
And then you got movie? Hair in them and they fucking didn't roll very well.
What was that? Like Airborne? Like the Disney? Like the
wait, with
it?
The dog?
No. Not Air, but Airborne. It was like the Disney movie where they're rolling.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude. That, I picture you.
This reminds me of, remember the original Power Rangers? They were all rollerblading.
Oh, hell yeah.
Kimberly?
Well, hey, how you doing?
What?
She's a pink Power Ranger.
See, I was going to say it's like Gleaming the Cube, but with rollerblades. And everyone's like, I don't know what Gleaming
yeah,
the Cube
I have
is.
No idea. Going on.
It's a skateboard movie, people. Go watch it.
Hey, speaking of, I have gotten legally mid-90s, but I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
About the skateboarding with...
I watched it. It's on Amazon Prime. It's definitely an indie film.
That's how I got it legally.
It's definitely an indie film, but...
I'll enjoy it, I think.
Yeah.
I know Tiffany won't, so...
Dude, you're going to really like it. This little kid's going around just being a little punk ass. It's pretty cool.
Fucktard.
Yeah. Big time.
But I'll watch it.
It's good. I liked it.
It's a like Jonah Hill up and coming.
Trying to
skateboard.
Remember, there was an effed up movie. I want to say in the '80s. Was it called Gumbo? It was about this little fucking weird kid that would go around and kill cats and sell it to Chinese restaurants.
What the
fuck? What?
And then
Chinese gumbo.
He has sex with a handicapped girl at the end.
What? Oh. Whoa, was this a movie or a dream?
No.
What kind of dreams are you having over there?
Talk about yourself. Let me find the movie.
Jesus.
Gumbo? No, hold on.
Sasquatch Game?
Dude, that's a good movie.
It always gets brought
up. It's one
up.
Of my favorite LARP movies.
Yeah. How many LARP movies are there?
A bunch.
What?
One with Peter Dinklage. And it's a horror movie. You should see this
okay.
One.
Okay. Let me know what it is. I've never seen that one. You know what's a LARP movie I would consider? Role Models.
That's a great LARP
that
movie.
That movie's funny as hell.
Dude, they come in with that kiss just blaring.
Hey, well, never mind. It's not LARPing, but 80s nostalgia.
The Knights of Badassium. That's the one with Peter Dinklage.
Oh, okay.
What's this?
You need to watch Cobra Kai.
No,
don't do it. Here's the trailer.
For our listeners out there.
I'm listening.
It's not playing.
Wait,
it's not playing.
Is this the one with the kid selling to Chinese places or Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage is the kid. Dinklage. So he's super small.
Isn't he still a kid?
No. He was young, but he wasn't a kid.
It was the same height?
In a world.
Game of Thrones opening.
Within our world. They created a world.
Dude, you guys will love
unlike
this.
How many worlds are there?
Oh.
We're standby.
Google outage.
Any other
thanks, Google.
But oh, 'tis the kingdom of LFS.
Is that Jack Black?
That looks terrible. My 3-year-old nephew can make a better map. He's got learning disabilities.
Hide me and dress me. Adventuring is exactly what thou needst.
Needst is not a word.
Where we are, it is. Thou hast been recruited to fight at the epic battle of Evermore. Welcome to the fields of Evermore!
Dude, this is one of the best LARPing movies
guys,
out.
Actually look slightly
babe alert. Who is that? Who are those babes?
Grand Sorcerer.
I'm packing an ounce of killer shrooms. And there be monsters in need of pummeling.
I'm in.
That's Peter Dinklage.
Wow.
But for these,
it looks the same.
I'll leave the rest guys, of it pentagram? For you guys. It's very exciting.
That looks awesome. Right,
this is the LARP, not the Wicker Man.
I guess I'm going to have to get that.
Yeah,
Knights
I'll
of Badassium.
We'll have to send that out. Shout out.
Okay, that does get a shout out. The one I was talking about earlier does not get a shout out unless you're really twisted.
You shouted no, it okay. out.
Oh, yeah, I did just shout it out. So you I guess I'm twisted.
Is that the name of the movie?
Okay, movie.
Twisted.
This is my Google search. You ready?
Yeah.
Movie with kid who kills cats and sells to Chinese restaurant.
Does it work? Let's see if this is Google's good as they say they are.
Hopefully it doesn't cause an outage.
Yeah. You get that high network congestion.
A kid.
This is like, yeah, it's trending. It's a huge search right now.
Kills cats and sells to Chinese restaurant.
That's a deal. That's a super slick deal.
What is that?
Gummo. G-U-M-M-O.
Gummo.
Number one hit off that Google search.
Wow, it worked.
Well, of course. I mean, that's a pretty targeted Google search.
That's true.
Let's see.
Speaking of movies, I'm watching this terrible movie TV show right now on Netflix with Tiffany called Slasher.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Why are you watching if it's terrible?
I don't know. Well, the first season actually wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. This is the premise of season one.
Holy shit, you're more than one season in?
Yeah.
It's that terrible.
The first season's about this serial killer that kills a bunch of people, but specifically he kills this husband and wife, and then he cuts the baby out.
Oh.
And come to find out, it's her. That's his baby. And it gets better. So
it gets better.
20 years later, she moves back into the house that her parents were murdered, and the murders start picking back up. Come to find out, her parents were part of this like sex slave organization, and her dad was selling her mom out to all these people. So the serial killer was actually her dad.
Dude,
okay.
There's no way anyone's ever gonna watch this movie.
No, it's a TV show called Slasher. That's season one.
You guys watch some crazy shit.
Horror movies?
Yeah. You guys probably watch Human Centipede just as a comedy.
No. It too, though. I'll be watching that.
It too.
Looks real good.
Yeah, it looks real good. I like that trailer.
Yeah, they got a lot of good actors in it. The remake, I'll call it the original remake.
I'm not a
good.
Fan of horror movies.
No?
Mm-mm. They're ridiculous because they do the same stupid shit. It's like the same thing for Walking Dead for me.
Hey, to be fair, there's like a whole movement right now in the black community. Every movie they do. No, I was just reading this article about making sure that the black person Twitter. Isn't the first person to die or the second. It was with that lady that's doing Ma. It was an interview with her.
Oh, dude, actually, Ma got actually a really good write-up.
But
that's
there was,
supposed to
but it was this whole interview about like why they did Get Out, Ma, like this whole premise. They want to do this whole thing where they get black people to not be the first or second one to die. And that's how they're going to change the culture.
Okay, well, I guess.
But yeah, Ma looks pretty good.
Yeah, it actually got a good, pretty good write-up.
So. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just tweeting.
He's just like, first and second one out to die?
All my followers out there, I remember that movie where that kid kills the cats
and the stool of a spoon.
And then rapes the handicapped girl.
What? Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's a terrible movie. Don't see it.
I don't think I'm going to, just based off what you said.
No.
Have you seen the movie and with the guy that dresses like Johnny Darko? Donnie Darko.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, so that movie is like completely normal compared to Gummo. It's like watching...
Hey, did you like Nightcrawler?
Brown puppies.
Oh, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nightcrawler's real good.
No. It's a horror movie? Don't watch it.
No.
Quasi.
Superhero movie?
It's not... No. He just goes...
Drink?
Dude, yeah. I think actually his best movie, Zodiac Killer.
Zodiac Killer's real good.
It's Brokeback Mountain.
No. That's on his top 10.
No. Interstellar is my top 10. Number
Broke
one,
back,
probably.
Not on your top 10?
No. Jake Gyllenhaal, what about him in the new superhero movie?
Narrow that down.
Yeah.
Is he in the new Spider-Man?
Is he in the new Spider-Man? I don't know about that, but he was in...
X-Men or something.
How many Spider-Man movies are there? Like 12?
I don't remember. You know what was actually really good in? Life.
Oh, yeah. Life's good.
Life's a good little sci-fi.
Serial's not bad either. Life cereal.
Life cereal's not bad at all.
Oh, cinnamon life? I like Cinnamon Life. It kind of gives a good flavor, like horchata, to the milk. So when you drink the bowl.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of horchata.
Yeah.
Horchata. Horchata.
Horchata.
What about Prince of Persia?
Shit movie. That is great terrible.
Great video game. Yeah, that's terrible movie.
Shit video game. Golf. This golf game that
we need to play. Wait, you said it wasn't that bad.
Dude, 18 holes is a long time. I'm trying to play just fucking.
Wait, it takes 30 minutes to play 18 holes.
Who's going to play 30 minutes on their phone?
No. It's on the Xbox.
It's on Xbox.
Even worse.
Speaking of, Apple is bringing compatibility. tvOS is going to allow
for
Xbox.
Are we jumping to all these Apple announcements real quick?
I think so right now.
Oh, I don't know. We can. But yeah, bringing Xbox One S and PlayStation 4 controller compatibility.
Listeners, listen up. This is the Apple shit in general right here.
Now. Apple.
They're talking about a $130 million industry being tapped from the back.
That's you know.
Wait, what's $130 million?
The gaming industry.
Oh, that's way more than $130 million.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why. Who came over that? It was in the article.
Mobile gaming.
So where now do the AirPods are they gonna ever put that into the gaming? Do you think?
I don't think so.
No. Well, yeah, you can wear the AirPods to game.
Yeah, I know, but they don't give you anything.
They're not gonna be surround sound or anything.
Yeah, no. That's true.
But it wouldn't be bad Bluetooth up to your headphones.
What about the game subscriptions? That's going to be the whole thing, right? Is you can sign up and get a game like once a month or something?
No, I think you get unlimited to the whole library, I thought.
That would be insane.
For $9.99.
Yeah, but the games aren't like mainstream games. They're games specifically...
App developers.
They're specifically designed for just the store.
Yeah. Apple Watch is getting its own app store.
Yeah.
So you can download its own apps.
What else?
Complete dark mode. Finally.
Okay, I'm going full dark. Let's go back to the Watch App Store on that. That's kind of confusing to me. Because a majority of what you use for your watch is an interface to apps that are on your phone.
Yeah, I would agree.
So why do you want a store dedicated to only watch apps?
I think because now the watches are getting separated from the phone, right? With the SIM cards, 100%, it can be isolated. You leave your phone one day at home, you get your watch, everything you need.
Is the watch as secure
as
the phone? Okay.
It is.
It doesn't have Face ID.
As soon as it leaves your wrist, it deauthorizes the watch and you have to re-authenticate.
Yeah, there's this little green thing right here. Check this out.
That's good audio podcasting.
Bear the Terror is taking off his Apple Watch Series 3.
It's a little too bright. No, I got a Series 2. It's a little too
Series
bright.
Series 2.
But this goes green.
Oh, okay.
And when it sits on your wrist.
Oh, put it in activity mode. It'll go green when you do that.
Don't blind yourself there.
Because the green is going to be doing it's what measures the
pulse. The heart rate.
Heart rate, yeah.
I got to put my password in now. I never put it in.
1212.
We were talking about the top 10 used passwords.
Top 20 used pins on a phone.
You said workout or just activity?
1111 is like the first one. Just do a heart rate. It'll show up if you do heart rate.
Okay, let me do that. I gotta put in my password again.
What's going on over there?
Dude, I never put my password in. I took my watch off.
It doesn't like being off the wrist.
It feels lost.
There it goes.
Oh. So that's how it knows.
It's pretty menacing. Looks like some eyes looking right at you. What are the guys from when they have the hoods in Star Wars? The little guys?
Jawas.
Yeah. That's,
beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Jawas.
Yeah, so there's... what were we talking about the watch?
We're talking about the watch.
Deseparation.
App Store.
App Store.
Deseparation. Drink.
I didn't say quasi.
No.
The AirPods being able to listen.
Oh, air sharing.
That's going to be interesting.
I don't know if that's
what's going to be called. If we're on a flight wanting to watch a movie and we both have AirPods, we can listen to the same movie on an iPad.
That's not bad.
That's premium.
Yeah. And you don't have to share one pod with someone.
No, yeah. You have your individual phones. That's actually really good for travel.
I like that.
Because we've actually, where I've had one AirPod in and my wife has the other one, so we can watch a movie together.
It doesn't work out that good, though, right?
No, it's weird having one ear. Because the other ear is just like airplane noise.
Yeah.
Plus, how far can you separate the two AirPods and them still work? Because you know how they detect when they're in the ear? Do they have, besides being close to the phone, do they have to be so far apart?
No, they just need to be in the ear so that one motion sensor is covered up.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's here.
So no, they're doing some updates to the hearing aid too.
So to connect on those, it's going to see two separate Bluetooth devices connected to one?
I don't know. So. It'll probably be like an AirDrop, you know, where you just see everyone and you probably just click on their AirPods and it will start to send it to them.
Hmm. Okay. I was going to say, because if the phone is capable of seeing two separate Bluetooth, why wouldn't any headphones be able to do that then?
You probably could.
That was, okay.
Yeah, I don't
think it's going to be specific.
That'd be pretty fucking sweet.
Well, unless it is, like, I don't know. I'll just call it air sharing.
You have to have that H1 chip or whatever it's
called.
Or W1 chip.
That'd be cool. So that's coming. I'm going back. Dark mode.
Do you like the dark
mode? iOS 13 is going to have dark mode.
I'm going full dark mode on my phone.
Why wouldn't you?
Are you going dark mode?
Fucking course.
I love dark mode.
Once you go black, you don't go back.
That's did you go fact. Dark mode on your Mac?
No. No, I did, actually.
I'm dark.
Yeah.
I'm dark on my Windows, too, on my Windows workstation. Like in my Outlook, Word, I went dark.
What? You're an all dark man now. I'm proud of you, son.
It's like a chicken thigh.
You just got to tenderize it.
What else? What else we got there, Apple man?
There's a new Pro Mac.
Oh, my
Mac
Lord.
Pro.
Give us some numbers.
They brought back the cheese grater.
Yeah.
They got so much flack for the trash can Mac.
Yeah, so.
They got a lot of flack.
How much do you think just the stand for the monitor cost?
I know, so I can't say.
Just the stand for the monitor.
Yeah.
That holds the
500
monitor.
$500.
Higher.
Holy shit.
I think Apple price ranges. What is the number?
A G.
Yeah, $999. If you want the wall mount,
another G.
$199.
Okay.
Two hundos.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
$1,000 just for the stand. So if you want the stand, the baseline entry new monitor, and the baseline entry new PC or Mac, I'll get flack for calling a PC Mac. It was like $12,000.
What in the world? Yeah. Who's going to spend?
Pros.
Yeah. One thing I was reading online.
Pros have been begging for this computer.
So we were at work. Not all the details have been released. We're thinking it's 28 cores.
Big dog.
Processing. And there's some people are rumoring, because I guess I didn't know HP has a supercomputer. It's 1.5 terabytes of RAM for 80,000. So some people are thinking the new Mac one's going to be over $100,000 if you get it fully loaded.
Oh, my God.
But just the baseline's $12,000.
What the
I think it's a good deal.
Dude, that's a fucking nice small car.
My Prius was $12,000.
Exactly. Think about that.
That's fucking...
And people are complaining about a $1,200 phone.
But the thing is the people that buy this will make that money back real quick with it.
Yeah, it'll be like...
So
yeah.
What, like 10,000 people? How many people do you think are going to actually buy this?
100,000.
Really?
Well, the thing, too, Jesus, with the monitor is they release 6K Retina. They increase to the display.
Because 6K. If you think about it, yeah. they'll be able to like edit.
Yeah.
8K.
Like real time.
Real time streaming.
Holy shit! Okay, so we're talking big time YouTubers are going to be rocking these things, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it would be
bigger
more
than YouTubers.
People
probably.
Working on TV
really?
Shows.
Dude, there's people
like animation, like Pixar stuff.
Yeah, Pixar. They'll be editing movies on it. Like a lot of movies are edited. We're back in the day when what's it called? Not Logic. It's the video one.
NVIDIA?
No, Apple had a video app.
Apple.
Oh. Damn, I forget what it's called. Anyway, it was super popular, and a lot of mainstream movies were edited on those Macs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
13 Gs, though. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, it's like 12, 13 Gs.
Like Logic. A lot of every audio studio will have one of these things because they run Logic.
Man, that's intense.
Speaking of, a lot of people are going to run. People have been asking for stuff from Apple for a long time. 18 years.
Oh, yeah.
iTunes has been in service.
Gone.
Been rebranded. officially gone. Moment of silence?
Yeah, yeah.
Broken up into three new apps that are coming out.
What are these apps?
I don't know. They're wrapping them up into TV.
It'll be Apple Music, TV, and iPod and podcasts.
Oh, okay.
So, and
some of them will be Marzipan and some of them will be native written.
And we were looking today. It looks like Apple's saying that the new syncing feature when you sync like your phone to your laptop will be through the Finder. There'll just be an easy sync button. So when you just plug in your phone, sync.
That's what it should have been from the beginning.
It's not bad at all. Fuck, I'm just tired backing up my mom's phone going over to house.
Why don't you put it on the cloud?
Yeah. iCloud.
Fuck the cloud.
I mean, no, she just plugs in and it's done.
What's the worst thing that's going to be taken? Some fappening pictures from her phone?
Whoa, hey now. God, no.
Mom! Those are on my phone. They're already backed up.
Oh, hey now.
Hey, those look familiar.
Whoa.
Mom! No Jesus. Name all over my phone.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible.
A little excessive.
Yeah, so that's going on. Bunch of updates to the TV app, TVOS. The name hasn't been released, but macOS 10.15 will be some California landmark. So Mojave's done.
Did the credit card, did they come up with a release date yet for the credit card? We're here in summer now.
No, I mean, it is almost 100 degrees tomorrow, so they should be releasing.
I don't think they've talked about it yet, have they?
Not at WWDC.
Damn.
Give it a blue balls.
Well, buy it, and then you can get that new Mac.
Oh, no.
Speaking of credit card, I was legit going to get the Costco City card. I'm not a member, so I couldn't get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just have Tiffany, and then you can just both. She'll both be on.
She shares with her parents.
But she's a member, right?
Yeah.
She's a listed member. Have her apply, and put you on there since you're the spouse.
No,
that's what I told her, but
not happening.
I don't know. We'll see.
It gives you pretty good rewards.
Yeah.
But the rewards are going to go back to her parents' account.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but we're pretty much the only ones that use it. And now that we've transitioned, we're going to try to do nothing but Costco shopping once a month.
Just go get your own Costco account, dude.
That's what I told her, but Tiffany doesn't want to pay, you know, double because she doesn't want to get off her
parents.
You'll
get your money back, though.
I know, that's what I told her, but, you know.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, we've started a new thing this month, nothing but Costco shopping.
Dude, I don't see how you're just going to do Costco shopping for just one time a month. I can't do it.
Well,
wait. We'll ask him how much he spent yesterday.
Well, we got a couple other things.
Drop it.
It was about 600-700 bones.
What the fuck?
I've never, dude, I bought a lot of shit at Costco and never gotten TVs.
I've gone to Costco, bought a TV and a couple snacks, and it was still not that much.
Cart and flatbed.
What the fuck? Yeah. Dude, you weren't joking when you said that.
I told you.
Oh, my God.
So here's the thing.
How can you eat $700 worth of Costco food in a month?
So it's not just food. So I did get 2 tri-tip and we got crab. So I cooked that up on Saturday.
Both tri-tips and crab are gone.
No. Just one tri-tip and a crab. We also got a new fan.
Wait, okay, hold on. Time out.
That's so when you say 2 tri-tips. That's like $20.
40, but yeah, for the new Vornado.
When you say 2 tri-tips, did you get the individually?
The 3-pound ones, yeah.
So you got 2 packages.
$20 each, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. So then you got a fan, got new Tupperware, because it's just that time. So that's 2 things.
Okay.
You know, and then there's other stuff that's not food, like toilet paper, paper plates, paper towels, baking soda, because Tiffany's on this whole thing because they're dermatologist for her skin.
Okay.
So 100% baking soda, that's it now. She's gotten rid of all scented stuff. She's gotten a goat's milk for her soap.
What?
Yeah. So we got we got a big old thing of baking soda.
I know a guy that's got 3 goats. I can get you hooked up on some goats.
That's true.
I'm telling you right now, I'm a man. I only bathe in bear semen.
That's not bad, but I'm still just on the fucking, you know, soap, regular soap for me. But Tiffany's, switched over to goat.
Does she get mad at you if you use the goat milk soap?
I don't know. She probably would. No, I don't know.
Wait, so
probably
would. Is it like in a bar or is it?
Yeah, it looks like a bar.
Have you used it?
No.
Does it smell good?
I haven't smelled it.
You're in the shower. You don't smell the soap?
No, I'm in there to just take a shower and get out. I don't fucking dilly-dally.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't dilly-dally.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we got a bunch of other things outside of food that we typically wouldn't get.
So, you got this goat's milk soap at Costco?
Bah. No, she gets it on me. Yeah.
But six bones.
If you take away and we got Jack's new dog food. So, if you take away that's like $200.
$32.
It was 33, I think.
Okay.
But it's only 25 pounds.
How many items made up $700?
Yeah, it might last them a month. We'll see.
Dude, how many items made up $77 or $700?
A cart and a pallet worth.
Did you get some new tires, too, for the car?
No.
That would be $700.
Yeah.
Dude, I just told you. All the stuff I just told you is like
a quad.
Okay. King crab, $45.
No, $55 for 2 pounds.
You bought 2 packages?
No, one. Because it's 2.5 pounds per.
Fuck, okay. Tri-tips, $20 a piece of 2.
Yeah, 40.
40, that's $90.
Tupperware, 35.
Oh, fuck.
Fan, $39.99. Toilet paper, 20.
Wait, you go Big Dog Vornado? Like the square one or the stand-in?
No, the square, big square.
Is that thing pumping out some air?
Yeah, it is. Nice.
Okay.
Because we've switched spots on the couches, so we got a fan now in each room, or in each corner.
So you each get your own fan?
Yeah.
Run the AC, motherfucker.
No. Hey, well, we'll get back to that. So hold on. So then there's that. Hold on. Paper towels, $20. Toilet paper, $20. Paper plates, $20.
paper plate.
Jax's food.
Wait, why are you buying paper? Are you going on a picnic?
No, but sometimes, like, when it's just a quick, easy dinner, okay. Tiffany will just throw
that
it on paper plates.
That is not environmentally friendly.
I don't care about that.
Okay, but that massive amount of paper plates should last you probably 6 more trips to Costco.
No, it lasts us a month.
What?
Yeah.
No, there's like 200.
Yeah, you're not using
that.
Yeah. No,
that does not equate.
Yeah. Because some, like,
you never use regular plates then.
Hardly. We try not to.
And that makes sense.
Wait.
You just tried to tell us that.
But you have a dishwasher.
I don't know.
You have a dishwasher.
Yeah. We do. I use the dishwasher more for the pots and pans. Because, like, Tiffany. Okay, we've had this conversation. You know how I don't like this. Tiffany will use, like, 6 fucking pots and pans to make, like, a dinner.
A delicious meal.
Yeah. No, I'm not complaining. But then that takes up the whole dishwasher.
But he's not. He's not complaining.
No. So, like,
it's like he's got to do dishes to do it. No, he just throws it in the dishwasher. That's what pisses him off.
Hey, so I'm just saying. Oh, also, I forgot. Dude, take these out. This will legitimately, these two items will last us months, I'm about to tell you. I got the fucking big old thing in Ziploc bags. Comes with, like, 200 of them. That will last me probably 3 months.
Oh, dude, that's six dude, months for me.
At no, least 6 months. Every day I have the salami sandwich and a thing of trail mix. And if not, I bring cookies.
You that's got three new Tupperware. That should replace.
No. I don't like it because I like some of the condensed. So that's 3 Ziploc bags a day I use.
You know there's BPPs in that stuff.
Yeah, I don't care.
Why don't you get like.
So hold on. So then I got that. Then also the other thing that we normally don't get.
1%er over here.
I guess.
What else do we get? Oh, garbage bags. Because sometimes like I got to get those.
Non-recycled items. Make them rain.
Yeah.
Make them rain.
The garbage bags will probably last 6 to 9 months.
Fuck, dude.
Well, that's.
But there's some of those things. See, so that added up. So that it probably would have been like a $400 trip. Mm. But $300 was just in like other stuff.
I'm impressed. I
would say before we went to Costco, we would probably spend maybe $550 a month.
So this is it.
Between Winco and Costco. Now we've just collapsed Costco only.
This is the first month of trying this out. This is it.
But one trip,
beginning of the month.
But we'll have
to
go back. The other bummer was I could only get 2 gallons of milk because we're gone next week. And it goes bad. All of their milk was June 9th. Because typically we get 4 gallons. We go through 2 gallons of milk a week.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
there's like families of 8 that don't go through that much milk.
I that's why these bones are fucking.
Oh my
you know?
Lord! He's like Wolverine.
Yeah, I have milk, aluminium or whatever.
Yeah, calciuminium.
Yeah, fucking bone claws.
That is intense.
Yeah, I love milk.
Yeah,
you definitely are not lactose intolerant. You are lactose tolerant.
No,
for sure,
I'm probably
friend.
I'm lactose sensitive.
shitting his brains out 24/7 now, but sometimes. I'm still doing 2 gallons a week, boys.
It's not just me. Like, Tiffany will have a glass of milk every night. Like, you know.
Dude, I'm impressed. I had 6-7 bones at Costco. Fuck
yeah.
That's a lot.
I would probably shit my pants if I saw that right now.
Look at how much money you're leaving on the table not having the Costco card, dude.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
You would not have to pay a renewal fee if you got the executive card.
Oh, that's 100%.
On top of the gas that you're getting from Costco.
Yeah.
Because you get 4% back on your first $7,000
of gas. So I guess you bring up a good point. I should have said that $700 was $65 at Tiffany's car, filling her SUV. Because we went to Reno the week before.
Damn.
So I did have to get gas, too.
I'm telling you, need to get on that Costco card bandwagon.
Hey, when we went and saw my mom, actually, when we went and saw Paradise Lost, that's first thing I hit, dude, was a nice little Costco in town. I'm like, same thing we're doing in San Diego.
And that Costco had some different shit that none of these other Costcos had, probably.
They had roughly everything the same, except things are hella cheap because there's no sales tax. Like the Roomba was like $2.99. Should have bought it.
Should have.
That's what you're looking at, the Roomba.
Yeah, maybe.
On those nice
you want
floors.
You want the Thauzo one, though. It's got the
it's
vacuum
than a
sucker on it.
Yeah, it's better
stuff
than a stand.
That's true.
I'm telling you, you need that Costco card stat.
Dude, I know, and I knew it was going to be our first big one.
Miss Bear, if you're listening, get on that. You're leaving money on the table.
I know, because she wanted to get these other things, right? Like the Tupperware, the fan. We're not going to get that. The paper, the plastic bags and all that. That's like something we'll get maybe once every 6 months. I knew this was going to be a big dog.
Dude.
Question.
As much as you're spending, dude, you will get like a grand back every year from Costco on that.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you do the utensils, like plastic utensils too?
No.
Okay.
Because there's room for that. I'm just like all the pots and pans, right? Because like let's say Tiffany does spaghetti.
Plates are flat. They just go.
No, I take all those plates get taken up because let's say she does spaghetti.
Yeah.
There's probably at least 7 pans that get taken up to make spaghetti.
What?
Yeah. She do one for the noodles, one for the sauce, a pan to cook the sausage,
She cooked the pot with the sausage in the pot with the sauce.
No, she doesn't do that because she's real picky about the sausage, you know. So she cooks it and cuts it up so she can see it before she does it in the sausage.
Well, when I cook like multiple pans as I'm cooking, well, I don't know if you guys don't have cast iron.
No,
I've never cooked on stainless steel or whatever. But like when I cook with the cast irons, I literally as soon as I'm done and like I combine the meat or something, I take it to the sink, hot water, use the bamboo brush. Done. Put it back on the thing.
Yeah.
No, you don't got to scrub it with soap or anything.
No, I don't scrub it or anything. It's just these are all the dishes she used, so it takes the dishwasher.
Next trip at Costco, I did see a cast iron set. You should think about that.
Cast iron is nice.
I know. I'll keep talking, try to talk her into it, but we'll see. Or like, okay, we had hamburgers last night.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good on a cast iron because you get that flat top crust on it.
Well, I did phenomenal. On the barbecue, which you could cast iron on too. The barbecue, but the thing was she'd take like four fucking things to make the meat because she takes like a bowl. To make the meat.
The patties.
Yeah, the patties. And then she'll like do something else. And she'll do something else. Next thing you know, like eight dishes in to make fucking hamburgers.
You're getting
Because then she's inside.
Dishes?
What?
Do you do the dishes?
Yeah, that's usually what we do. Like
she dishwasher.
She always cooks. So you
wasted all those paper plates.
Hey.
And the thing is,
it's $20.
That's only two items.
That's true.
That's only two plates. There's only two of you.
No. Typically, it's like, so like we had last night was probably four plates.
Wait.
Because hamburgers on one plate for each of us, and then she did like corn and something else, so that's on another plate.
Do you have glass plates in your kitchen though?
Mostly plastic, but yeah, we have
not glass. Ceramic.
You don't have any like
plates. Sorry,
like,
I was thinking
no like glass plates. For drinking. You have like plates.
Yeah. They're hella nice. Yeah. We use them mostly on the weekends, but during the week or something.
I got them when I went over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
It just depends on what Tiffany's cooking, like. The spaghetti is bad. The spaghetti will go on a real plate because it's kind of heavy.
That shit will soak right through.
Yeah.
He double plates the paper plates. He goes
quadruple plate this one, baby.
Four plates this one.
Sometimes you have to.
That's true. That's a fact.
But no, it's just that's not that expensive. It's $20 for the big old thing of paper plates.
At least it's not styrofoam plates.
Well, then.
Yeah.
That's true. Now that I know that you're buying paper plates every month.
Yeah.
And you just drop that much at Costco. I don't want to hear anything about PG, about this AC bill affecting you.
Hey, so that plane is in effect and it's going pretty well. I'm going to have to ask Tiffany how it's going right now. Let me text her. Because the plane's in effect.
Here we go.
So Smut enacted time of day. 5 to 8 p.m. Rates are about triple.
No way.
Double. they're between double and triple.
Probably 100% tripled.
I
think they're closer to double.
I can tell you right now how much money I've used at time of day.
Dude, the real test isn't going to be today. Today was only 90 degrees.
I know. Tomorrow's going to be 98. It's going
to
be tough.
I lowered the AC to 76 for you guys.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you
feels
so much.
Fucking
so,
phenomenal.
So we'll
he
come
was
back.
Getting sweaty in there off that drink.
I do get the phenomenal. Asian glow. And it does warm me up really fast. Like, if I was in the middle of, like, the fucking mountains freezing, if I was Donner Party, just give me a shot. I'll warm right up.
No, this because it was gin. If it had been vodka, that's, you know, it's like water to them.
Yeah. You said that with the right, like, inflection. Vodka.
That's fucked up.
I drink vodka as a little kid.
What was I looking up?
So the cost, the AC time of day.
Wait, I'm going to go get a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves. Anybody else want one?
Well, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. So
can I get a Barks?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Thank you.
This is the plan we're running.
For our listeners out there that, you know, don't live in America or
Sacramento.
Or Sacramento in general.
I just had to tell Tiffany, she thought everyone had Smut. I'm like, it's literally in the fucking name. Sacramento Municipal Utilities.
Yeah, so that's what we run on here. Basically, this year is the first year that they've enacted this time of day. So the peak hours when people typically get home, right? It's 5 to 8?
Yeah, 5 to 8.
5 to 8, they're pretty much doing an upcharge if you utilize the energy.
It's like being automatically in the advanced tier for that time frame. Because, you know, used to have a certain kilowatts to get into the second tier.
So you're automatically at that
time. You're automatically in the top tier from 5 to 8 p.m.
That kind of sucks. So basically when everybody's done working a fucking long-ass day, wanting to come home to a nice cool house, you know, just chill, you know, have a nice little beer, watch a little sports game. They can't fucking chill in the AC house.
It's only during the summer. I didn't know this. It's from June 1st to September 30th.
That's not bad then.
It's still not good.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's the hottest months.
Fuck yeah. I mean, makes sense.
Okay, so electricity costs will be 2 to 3 times more on weekdays between 5 and 8 directly from their website.
What about weekends?
They try to sell you in that bullshit, you know, like typical utilities do, where they're like, oh, well, we lowered it by 5 cents on...
What's that?
We're out of repair.
Oh,
I'll take whatever.
I'll take the other one. Since you brought two. Which one? Whatever he doesn't choose.
I'll just take that. Thank you.
Sorry. So they try to sell you on like, well, it's 5 cents. It's 5 cents lower during non-peak hours to make up for the difference.
So we did find out, Justin, it's 2 to 3 times during the week.
That's directly from Smud's website.
I have to dismiss myself from this discussion.
The other thing was I didn't find out. We just found out that it's from June 1st to September 30th. So it's just summer months.
Summer-based. It's only during the summer.
Okay.
But let me log in to tell you. So here's our plan.
You know what that helps them do, though? Is because they get hit with so many peaks, it's going to keep from people losing power.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah. So it's not like they're doing it to screw people over.
So the wife gets the opportunity, luckily, to go home every day on lunch. So I'm like, well, right at 1 o'clock when you're heading back to the office, turn the AC on.
Crank that shit to 60.
Plus the dog's going to love it.
Try it.
Oh, I've tried it.
Oh, let's give it to this guy.
So from 1 to 5, AC crank. Soon as she gets home, turn it off. Coast from 5 to 8. Nothing but fans and cold air circulating.
So wait, when you say crank, what is she cranking that to?
Like? So that's my question for all the folks out there. What you guys roll to? We're at 77.
78, baby.
So we're real
recommended
close.
78, I think.
Honestly, we haven't turned on the AC.
How good is that?
Tastes like cream soda.
That's butterscotch. That's butterbeer, baby. Not a fan?
I don't like cream soda. I like butterscotch, but I don't like cream soda.
Oh, my God. I feel magical. Oh, man, that's thick.
I will say I almost don't need to put chapstick on my lips. If you had chapped lips, you just douse that. Your lips are fucking oil for days.
Yeah, it's loose. Makes me loose in my caboose.
Let me get a drink real quick.
So, but I'm saying for her to cool down the house and for it to last from that time, right, until she goes back to work.
Is she not pro this plan? Is that why we're bringing this up?
She's pro, depending on how tomorrow goes, because it's close to our first 100-day.
Triple digit. Why not crank that thing down as low as it can get? Make it like an ice box.
Hell no. I mean, I don't want to waste that much money. I want to just get it enough so it's reasonable to get us to 8 o'clock so we can run the AC again come nighttime or turn it back off at 9.
But wait, here's the question, though. At night.
But think, dude, you're going.
It's off because our house, when we wake up, if I set it for 77.
But you go to bed at 8.
Dude.
9.
So you have 1 hour for it to run. You're not even going to turn it on.
Yeah. Dude, that's what we've been doing. Turn it back
those
on.
Those fucking summer days when it's not going to get below like 82, 83.
Then it will be on all night. Trust me. Yeah. It will be on all night.
Do you close the windows at that point?
Yeah.
I can't sleep when it's like that, 83, 84.
Really? We've already switched to sheets only.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just sleep on top of the sheets.
I do that too. I can't do it, dude, when I'm sweating.
For some reason, I like to be in like a cocoon, so I'm sheet no matter the weather.
I think for Lady Bear's safety, you need to have something over you, like a straight jacket. Or you'll go sideways and be like some kind of
you
flashback.
Cut me. You cut me. Hey, dude, she legitimately cut me in my dream.
Nah.
This is the plan. And I told her, I thought we were doing pretty good. 77 was I would view as most people.
Yeah.
We know what wireless freak is. What are you going with?
We're probably going to keep it around like probably 78.
So...
But we have yet to turn on the AC this year.
What?
Yeah.
I just started mine like this weekend. This week.
Yeah. We turned it on.
Like, you still have, like, behind the back, we have pretty good, like, I mean, coverage for shade. So it keeps the house pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, knock on wood.
I actually just got the Ecobee. It's either going to be here today or tomorrow. I forgot to look.
Oh, shit.
But that's going to be it does the whole sensing of people, and I think it's going to be a good thing.
That's cool.
All the power companies are for it. They're like giving rebates for it right now and stuff.
So this is where I'm at so far. Our billing cycles from 522 to 620.
Okay.
So we're a couple weeks in. Off peak, we've used almost $20. We've used $17.87. On peak, we've used $1.32.
That's not bad. Well, we're only...
Two days into it, right?
June 1st?
Yeah. Well, yeah, June 1st is when it started. But they've been telling you for the last few months what it's going to be. They've been calculating.
What were you looking at?
Let me look at last month.
I think you got it. You're going to save money.
I think so, too. So then I asked Tiffany to ask, you know, her sister and everyone what they run at.
Yeah.
They're 74 and 75.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's too cold.
I wouldn't mind that.
They're 75 downstairs. They're in a two-story. 74 upstairs to try to combat the heat as it moves upstairs, you know?
I could do that. I could rock that.
Her boss, 68.
What?
Oh, he can afford that.
Yeah.
He's big dog.
68 degrees.
Notre Dame.
Yeah. Multiple.
Jesus.
See, I didn't think we were bad.
That's just a waste.
77. And then when we turn it off, it might get up to about 79, 80. And then we just turn it on, go back down 3 degrees.
Dude.
And then boom, go to bed.
For me during the day when I'm like, when I get home from work, I don't think it'd be that bad for me with the heat. It'll be, it's for me when I go to bed. I don't like being hot when I go to bed. 100%
agree.
I hate
Does
it.
Did you ever just take cold showers?
I do. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. The one thing is, no, never mind. Yeah, I like cold showers.
I think we were going to go somewhere we didn't want to go around that story.
No.
Thanks for the edit.
So, like, here's an example. If it smud calculates, so last year, if I used AC the same way as I did last July.
Okay.
Just for the time of day rate.
Yeah.
My bill goes up to $199.
A month?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's not terrible.
What are you averaging now?
I'd have to look, but last year I would say about $140. So it goes up $50.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
They estimate that if I keep up with my current plan, I'll be $6.32 less.
Well, I'm going to tell you, they just social engineered you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So they've met their goal. That's what they wanted to do.
Let me tell you something.
It's here. My plan.
I got something for you. You don't buy those paper plates a month.
Oh,
you can afford that AC.
Yeah,
I've already been for months. I run my dishwasher as I walk out the front door because it's not 5 to 8. Because that's when we eat dinner, right? So I'll kind of like pre-scrub the dishes, clean them all off, and then I'll put them in the dishwasher that night. And then, but I won't actually hit the start button until I walk out the front door when I'm leaving for work.
Hey, it makes sense. You're making
or hit it when you go to bed.
Yeah, sometimes, but very rare, but sometimes it gets jacks going because, like, all of a sudden there'll be a bang when it's starting to squirt the water. It'll be like... Sometimes, right? It's kind of like when the ice drops in the ice maker.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it just... Because it startles them, yeah. The dog.
Yeah.
So that's why... Yeah,
chill out, dog.
He's on point. He's
and then the other thing is Tiffany does a laundry on Fridays or half day. So we knock out laundry before 5 because the dryer will be a killer.
Time out. What is she going to try and do on those half days? When it gets hot in that house, is she going to
stay? What's the difference? She's turning on from 1. Now, when she leaves for work, she'll just turn it on at noon. So an hour difference.
Dude.
Here's the secret. Start making her cook outside. It's going to heat the house up when she cooks.
Oh.
That's when I switch, and I'll do a lot more barbecuing to avoid that.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. It's going to get
hot. Because the house heats up. You're right. Like, instant.
Yeah. Fuck. God, pro tips.
That is.
Yeah. I just cook nothing with ice, you know, ice packs.
Wait, what?
What?
I was just teasing, you know, keep it cool. Ice packs.
Oh, I thought you were like cooking stuff really with ice packs.
That would be
dry ice.
I was like, what's going on here?
It's kind of like ready-to-eat meals. You just pour water in there and watch the fucking fizzle.
It's an MRI.
Yeah.
Morimoto Goldstein over here.
What am I with this?
Jeez.
Hell yeah.
How are we doing on the topics?
We crushed them, actually. We got a little Apple shit, Cisco, Google outage, John Wick.
John Wick.
Good. AC.
Nice.
77, not bad.
Not bad.
77 what?
Degrees.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we hang.
That's what I'm saying.
So let me continue the AC thing. So I'm kind of dyslexic. And so what fucks me up.
77's the same backwards or forwards.
No. No, that part's true, but that's not where I'm dyslexic. Yeah, let me finish here.
Okay.
So when we got an old school traditional thermostat. But what gets me is sometimes I can't. I don't realize if it's the small number or the big number that's the current temperature and which one's actually affecting the AC. So there will be times where I accidentally set it to like 75 and Tiffany will freeze out and she'll be like, what the fuck's going on? She's like, I'm getting hella cold. She'll get a blanket in the middle of summer. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I accidentally set it to 75 because I don't realize which number is actually the one affecting the AC.
Jeez.
So that
2 degree swing is enough to really send her over the edge.
She doesn't get upset, but yeah, like she had the blanket on.
Exaggerated big time.
Well, of course. You guys know me, but
it's fucking ice in there.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
Yeah. If I would have done that, you would have bitched.
Well, no, she does have a point there.
Yeah. But, yeah, she had the blanket out. She's like, why is it so cold? And she thought it was the new Vornado, which, of course, it does pump out some good air. But, no, I didn't realize because sometimes I don't know what it is in my head. I'll be like, oh, it's the big number. I need to get the big number down. And the whole time I'm not realizing I'm clicking the other number down.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah. So I'm dyslexic.
So this is just a trial run right now, right? So on those days when it's like 100, and I think we're going to get into the teens this
then
year.
Then we're going to have, then out, it, comfort comes over money, then we're going to run it.
Yeah, that's what I was just
saying. But we're going to try our best, right? It's just like, hey, we'll see what we can do. And if it doesn't work out, maybe we bleed into 6 o'clock, turn it off and just roll from 6 to 8.
What deems,
so then we're only 2 hours.
What deems this experiment successful? And how long will
save
it take?
Money.
And how long will it take for you to make that
I won't know till the end of summer.
Is your goal to...
Right, because it goes from June 1st to September 30th.
Yeah.
Is your goal to actually have less of a bill than before this whole...
No, that's not fair.
Things kicked off.
Like I said, it goes back... Comfort comes before the money.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But at the same time, I want to be kind of like responsible with my money because I got $800 to spend at fucking Costco.
That's true. That's very true.
If he would got the Costco card, it would offset all of his AC.
Costco, if you're listening, we need some sponsorship stat. My boy here.
I will pay my smut bill every month with my Costco card if I could.
You can.
Boom.
No, I know. I'm just shout out to Costco if they want to, you know.
I will go on trips for Costco and review them for free, Costco.
Yeah, and 100%, I am in the excellent range without giving my exact credit score.
Oh, hell yeah.
Boys.
That's what we should do. We should... Oh, lunch.
Get yes. 1 point from a free lunch.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I actually took a little random dip because I'm in this weird relationship scenario where my mortgage is going down and it officially posted because I'm in that weird cycle of when I refinance. So my thing actually went down because my debt to income got better.
Dude, interest rates are going back down again.
Yeah. Credit's bullshit.
My buddy just bought a house, got a pretty good mortgage rate.
Yeah, but it also super expensive. Good mortgage rate, but expensive.
He bought a house in the hood, so it's not that bad, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, real hood spot, but...
I hope you're not thinking about going back.
No, hell no.
Don't do it.
No.
You're on the clean side of town now.
Over or die, baby.
No. Dude, speaking about houses, you still looking?
I'm always looking. We were just talking about this today, actually.
Oh, what was discussed?
Nothing. I was just like, if... The market's going to take a turn, but if something worked out where... We could sell our home and get a nice home that's like not overly, you know, getting bent over the coals.
Yeah.
We would probably do something.
As much
as we just upgrade our house and we really like what we did to it.
Well,
nice
that's all money you're
going to
get out of the house.
No, yeah. We didn't upgrade for it, right? We upgraded for ourselves, not for flipping the house.
And that's the way you should do it.
Yeah. It's more for comfort than anything.
And looks.
Yeah. But no, for sure, I'd get something. So I'm always looking, but it's not serious at all.
I like that.
It's like a 1 in 2,000 chance.
Any agents out there?
There's a chance.
At least 3 acres.
That goes back to our lunch topic, 1 in 2,000.
Yeah.
We were talking about Antonio Cromartie's vasectomy.
Oh, dude. And he had like 7 kids afterwards?
We actually did some research. It's 3.
Either way.
Yeah.
After a vasectomy, 3 kids.
And according to the doctors, there's actually a 1 in 2,000 chance after vasectomy to have a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
The syndrome's called Duke's of Hazzard sperm.
Are you getting stressed? Dude, you're getting weird. You got a little... What?
The Duke's of Hazzard sperm, like when the bridge is out.
Yeehaw.
Jumps that brick.
They did say the body does some cool stuff where it can find other
another
ways.
Path. Yeah.
Yeah.
The body does that big time, dude.
It comes out your ears.
They actually say that's why, not to get on a health topic, but like why fat people actually sometimes in a weird way don't have as... bad of heart conditions as healthy people, because healthy people will only have one major vascular tube, and if that one clogs, they'll die. But fat people, they actually have multiple tubes because a heart has had to find more paths. So even when they have a heart failure, that's why it doesn't impact them as bad as a healthy person.
The heart is a fucking tricky thing.
Weird, huh?
That's crazy.
The heart, yeah.
Even though fat people are more likely to have a heart problem, they're more likely to survive it because they have alternate pathways that their heart has worked out.
Yeah.
It's like a Klingon.
Shit. Weird, huh? So your sperm tubes do the same thing.
Yeah. Balls, heart, you know. No big deal.
Jeez.
Side topic, but.
Hell yeah.
So on that note, let's do some shout outs.
Shout outs to our regular listeners.
Okay, so let's go back.
Okay.
100th episode. I'm going to throw some, I'll throw some money in on this. Let's do a little prize pack.
I'll throw some money in it.
To the first fan. Okay. That emails us.
Hell yeah.
Wait, let me look at the website real quick and make sure we have a way to email us.
Oh, it's on there.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
the contact page? Okay. Yeah. First fan to email us, just what's up.
Hell yeah.
And we will get that
NBD package
out to you.
Hell yeah.
And NBD package.
Tell us, like, in your email, yo, what's up? You guys suck.
This send is us what, a topic idea.
Yeah, send us a topic idea. Also, what size shirt you wear.
Oh, hell yeah.
What sex you are. Or what type of shirt you want. Because I'm not... I'm. If a dude wants a girl tank top, that's cool. I'll send it.
And if you want to be with Shook.
No. He's monk mode. He can't be with him.
Monk mode.
And we'll get you some stickers and magnets and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
Got some additionals. Ready so to go rock to and roll.
TheMBDShow.com. Sign up now.
Today.
Win. So, shout outs. Should we go in order of our number of... Maybe we might have a number one fan out there. Someone might have shook Paradise out of the number one spot.
I don't think so.
She's still rocking and rolling?
Yeah.
She's always rocking and rolling.
As soon as this gets posted tonight, I don't even have to tell her. She will tell me tomorrow that she likes it or dislikes it.
Dude.
Usually it's quality. A like, though.
I ever make a trip up to the casino? Her first beer's on me.
$1.
$1 beer. Woo!
Shout out Heineken.
Dude, your mom would freak out if Heineken was a sponsor.
Yeah.
Your mom would be so excited.
Speaking of Heineken as a sponsor, what about that boxing event? Fat Guys for All knocks the world champ out.
Maybe it's because he's got extra
pathways
in his heart.
Yeah, he actually did fight with more heart. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Other listener, Medicine Man Dan.
Medicine Man Dan.
Hey, if you want to, you know, we're still waiting on those sweet glass pipes. You know, anytime you want to hook us up with one of those, bring them on.
Yeah.
Some of that Amaretto pipe tobacco would taste really good in it. I'm telling you right now.
Hell yeah.
Hey, do they have those glass pipes like they do the coffee mugs where when the heat hits them, like you get a cool image?
I'm sure.
You're just hitting a bowl, boom, MBD show lights up.
Oh, my God. If you could do an MBD fucking glass pipe, seriously.
Reveal.
I'll start smoking meth. That's
Officer, I swear it's just for the looks.
I'm just kidding. But that would be dope.
Medicine Man Dan.
Yeah, Paradise. No pun intended.
We also got, dude, the foot fetish guy has been active on Twitter again.
Oh, Philip?
Philip, yeah, Philip Cousins.
Philo, big Philly.
What's up? Shout out.
Shout out, Phil.
I'm wearing shoes right now, but when I wear flip-flops, I think of you.
I'm in tennies. I actually had to replace the laces in my Asics a couple weeks ago. I broke one of my laces. I had to swap the laces out.
Nice.
It's like a NASCAR pit.
Yeah, but then I'm like, fuck, do I get the 48-inch or the 54? So I bought both.
Which one did you roll with?
54.
Okay.
I should have just known.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't want them too long.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. But what if they would have been too long? But with size 14, you got to go
What are you going to do with those other shoe streams?
I throw them away.
What?
They're like $1.90.
Dude, you could have saved it and used like fish stringer or something.
What size does Tiffany rock? Maybe she could reuse them.
8.5.
Dude, that would have been perfect for 8.5.
No, plus she'll just buy a new pair of shoes.
Okay.
Damn, wow. I can't run the AC, but I'll just throw shoes away. But the way this is bad.
Wow.
Damn.
No, I don't know.
All right. So our new number one fan. Or we have like 4 number one fans. Let's just be honest.
I think we just have 4 fans, but they're all number one to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Caitlin, shout out.
Oh, what's
shout
up, out? Caitlin?
Bringing in the tween demographic.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You got to hit them all.
Tweening. Oh, man.
Hey, no, no.
Okay. Shout out.
I just mean you have to have one in every category.
That still sounds wonderful.
Caitlin, thanks for listening.
Yes.
Make sure you stay off probation.
Yeah.
But we know Pops is cracking the whip, but, you know, do good. Don't lie to
him. I have to say,
him.
Though, you have one of the coolest dads. So
fact.
Shout out.
He's a good dad, but he took us to shit fucking restaurant.
That's true.
I mean, no shout out to fucking them. That was terrible.
Do we want to do a quick review?
We're going to blast you right now. Sorry.
Sure. I don't want to interrupt, but awesome dad, but shit restaurant.
Burger Patch.
Terrible.
Plant-based burgers.
Worse than Five Guys. Worse than Five Guys.
And that's a meat burger.
Yeah.
For our listeners out there, basically Burger Patch is a vegan specialty burger place in the heart of downtown Sacramento.
Yeah,
really expensive.
Yeah, and they do everything. Vegan shake, vegan fries, vegan burger.
The fries were okay.
Soda.
The root beer was really good. They have like...
all natural
small
soda.
Batch soda. I don't know. Some hipster
soda. They also had chicken, but I don't think any one of us tried the chicken. Everyone went burger.
Hell no.
It wasn't real chicken.
If the burger was that bad, the chicken was going to be worse.
I'm just saying, no one tried the faux chicken.
Dude, the faux chicken at Faux Fresh, though, is off the chain. I just had one Sunday.
Yeah?
So good.
Yeah?
All I know is the burger and the cheese was terrible.
Yeah. It was like
something was overpowering, and it was... I'd rather have Carl's Jr. Beyond.
Ugh, dude.
Carl's Jr. Beyond blows it out of the water.
I just got goosebumps thinking about it.
It was bad.
Dude, Five Guys was real bad, though.
Have you guys never seen me not finish my lunch. I just, no.
You guys want, if you're ever in the Sacramento area looking for a good burger, we did an extensive research project on burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wirelessfreak.com. Go over to the right, look for burgers.
It's right there.
We got it all charted out.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
And you can submit your answers actually in there too.
Yeah, keep it going.
Keep it going.
The form is still up.
Shut up.
Okay.
Darth Vader's here.
Sorry.
All right. I think that's it. Do we have anything else?
I think that was it for our topics.
Yeah, until next time, we'll have a post Cisco Live podcast.
And we can announce our listener if they do email us. We will announce it.
Yeah.
Dude, if we go to the Tiki Bar and get wasted, I think we should just do a podcast down there.
Live stream.
Oh, from the phone recording?
Periscope. I can record it on this.
Okay.
Periscope that.
Oh, yeah. Dude. We'd have a lot of guest members.
For what?
If the other guys want to join in.
P-Cast.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Guest members live from the Tiki Lounge.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
That'd be dope.
Live from the Tiki Lounge. Tiki Lounge finds out. We blow up in San Diego.
We fly you down just for it.
Oh.
Well, dude, already we could go to Dubai right now and live like kings. We are our Twitter account's huge in the Arab community.
Anybody want to send any gold?
Is it Turkey?
A lot of Turkish people.
Nice.
Turkish coffee? Want to send any Turkish coffee? Send it to us.
I think our Twitter account may have been hacked and it's being used as a terrorist front for communications, but that's okay.
That might be true. Hey, we know someone that is big, deep in the coffee scene. They'll roast them. They'll do everything you want.
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't want to give names, but someone's wife is huge into the coffee scene.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, listeners. Yeah. Thanks for listening to another NBD show. This is No Name Kane.
At Bear the Terror.
Wireless Freak.
All right, that does it. Screw you guys. I'm going home.